Rehoboam followed wrong counsels and lost more than half of the massive kingdom he inherited from his father Solomon. Rehoboam rejected mature counsels from his elders, but listened to his fellow youths that misled him. The scripture reported, "And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had gone to Shechem to make him king. Then Jeroboam and the whole assembly of Israel came and spoke to Rehoboam, saying, 'Your father made our yoke heavy. Now therefore, lighten the burdensome service of your father, and his heavy yoke which he put on us, and we will serve you.' So he said to them, 'Depart for 3 days, then come back to me.' And the people departed. Then King Rehoboam consulted the elders who stood before his father Solomon, while he still lived, and he said, 'How do you advise me to answer these people?' And they spoke to him, saying, 'If you will be a servant to these people today, and serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever.' But he rejected the advice which the elders had given him, and consulted the young man who had grown up with him, who stood before him. And he said to them, 'What advice do you give? How should we answer this people who have spoken to me?' Then the young men who had grown up with him spoke to him, saying, 'Thus you should speak to this people who have spoken to you, saying, "Your father made our yoke heavy, but you make it lighter on us." Thus you shall say to them, "My little finger shall be thicker than my father's waist. And now, whereas my father put a heavy yoke on you, I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scourges." So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king had directed, saying, "Then the king answered the people roughly, and rejected the advice which the elders had given him. And he spoke to them according to the advice of the young men, saying, "My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scourges." Now when all Israel saw that the king did not listen to them, the people answered the king, saying, "What share have we in David? We have no inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel. Now, see to your own house, O David." So Israel departed to their tents. But Rehoboam reigned over the children of Israel who dwelt in the cities of Judah. 1 Kings 12:1-17. Lesson: we children of God must be careful to prayerfully consider every counsel that we receive, so that we would not follow wrong footsteps and make wrong decisions. No Christian should follow any piece of advice without proper evaluation and prayers. We must understand that not all counsels come from the right motives. Some counsels come out of selfish hearts, and they are meant to derail their recipients. Moreover, no child of God is expected to seek advice from unbelievers, since they have a high risk of giving unguided counsels. Christians should seek godly counsels from their fellow Christians. More importantly, any Christian who needs godly counsel should pray to receive the Holy Spirit, since he is the best counselor. Prayer: "Dear God, please guide my steps not to seek counsel from ungodly people. Assist me to seek godly counselors who may guide me into making the right decisions. Help me to prayerfully consider any counsel before I take an action. Do not let me rush into judgment and regret afterward. Rather, let your Holy Spirit counsel, comfort, and empower me to appropriately make decisions that will result in positive benefits. For in the name of Jesus Christ I make my requests. Amen." Download Bible Combo mobile app to read this daily devotion in your local language. God bless you.